Hey, it's Tess Green, and this is We Are All Stories. Hey everyone, welcome to Series 2. I can't believe we're here. I can't believe we're starting on our new series with lovely David Tennant, who is one of my favorite doctors. It's really hard to say because there hasn't been a crazy amount of doctors and I basically love them all. And Matt Smith is definitely my favorite doctor, mainly because he was my first doctor. So most people do feel this deep connection to their first doctor, and Matt Smith was mine, so I am connected to him in that way. But David Tennant is a close runner-up. Again, I love all the doctors. And by the way, guys, I'm super excited for the first woman doctor. I feel like she's going to do so great. It's going to be fantastic. Jodie Whittaker looks like she's going to be great. I'm so excited. I'm just so excited. That's all I have to say. I don't even know what else to say. I'm super excited for her to start. I don't know when she's starting. Is she starting on the Christmas episode? Does anyone know? I know that the Christmas episode is going to be really full of people, so I don't know if it makes sense to have her start then. Anyway, I am very excited. Christmas is only a mere 10 weeks away, I think? Gosh, why am I asking so many questions so early on? Anyhow, very excited. Can't wait. Love Doctor Who. That is my first statement that I wanted to make tonight. So there you go. My second statement is I hope everyone had a good 2 weeks off. I am feeling refreshed and rejuvenated from my little mini holiday. It wasn't really a holiday. It was just 2 weeks off podcasting. And I feel a little bit rejuvenated with my plan. I think I'm a little bit more organized. I hope that you guys find that too. Let me know if you prefer different ways, but this time we're going to go through basically the episode like we have before, but instead of going moment by moment, beat by beat, we're just going to go through the things that I like and talk about them, and then go over main questions, themes, other things like that. So it's very similar to before, but basically now I just talk about things that I like, which is okay by me. Can't complain there. I hope you guys all had a good 2 weeks. I hope you're all excited about Halloween. It's coming up. Well, grown-up Halloween is coming up this weekend, but you know, kids' Halloweens. We'll have one more episode before that. I am going to be Dot Matrix from Spaceballs, so I'm super excited. It's very gold. Very, very, very gold. My good friend, she's going to be Vespa. I'm having a Spaceballs-themed party, so very fun. Very fun. I love Spaceballs. It is so funny. Such a funny show. And I've just made the decorations. I'm excited for hosting. I love hosting. If I could host all the time, I probably would. Not every day, mind you, but, you know, like once a month or something. This may sound really weird, but hosting keeps my apartment super clean. Super clean, because I clean like crazy before the party, and then I also clean up after. So I have this nice little high of having a clean apartment for a couple weeks. This doesn't mean that I'm a disgusting pig of a mess all the time, even though it probably kind of does, but I am very clean when it comes to partying. I like to point out that I am not a clean person. I am an organized person, and yes, those things are different. I keep all my movies alphabetized, and same with books. Books change a lot. It goes by theme, then author sometimes. I don't know. I change it up all the time because it's fun. When I'm sad, I sometimes just go, I need to reorganize, and I'll like reorganize the closet. I don't know. I was suddenly having this heart to heart. I really should stop. I am so sorry, guys. Been nattering on for a couple minutes. I hope that you guys are all excited about Halloween, which is where this sentence started. I hope you guys are excited for this new series of Doctor Who. We meet David Tennant, who is literally fantastic. He starts his great 3-year run as the Doctor. And he's such a good addition to the cast. And him and Billy Piper are like the best. He somehow is a father figure, a brother figure, a best friend, and a boyfriend all rolled magically into one. And it's just great. I just love it. I feel like this first episode, before we go into it, is more like an introduction to the character of David Tennant as a doctor, instead of like a deep delve into some nitty-gritty topic or discussion about morality or something. So I feel like this is more of, let's meet David Tennant, let's find out how he and Rose get along together, let's have Rose be friends again with him, like get through that hurdle of meeting a new doctor who's the same doctor, which I'm sure is very weird. So I really like how that is kind of an introduction. So yeah, this episode, not so much nitty-gritty deep episode, even though I'm sure someone out there can argue with me about that, but for me it wasn't as nitty-gritty deep. I do have, weirdly, a lot of notes though, so maybe it was a little deep. But I just want to talk about my favorite things, which is my favorite thing to do. So, guys, here we go. Series 2. Woohoo! All right. This is Series 2. Episode 0. It's the Christmas episode. This is The Christmas Invasion, directed by James Haw, written by Russell T. Davies, with an original air date of December 25th, 2005. This has our main cast. So we have David Tennant as the 10th Doctor. We have Billy Piper as Rose Tyler. Camille Corduri as Jackie Tyler. Noel Clark as Mickey Smith. We also have Penelope Wilton as Harriet Jones. So very exciting. We meet a lot of great people and a lot of great actors. And guys, costuming. Fantastic. That's all I gotta say about costuming.
What do you mean, Mr. Doctor? Doctor who?
Now, this cold open, love it. There's a great moment in the beginning, right when it opens, which is mirroring the first episode of the first series. Where it opens with the night sky over Earth and it zooms into Jackie's apartment, which is hilarious. Obviously, picking up Christmas ornaments, decorating her tree, she misses her daughter, blah, blah, blah. I like how the typical scene, and guys, let me ask you this question. How loud is the TARDIS that nobody ever noticed it before? Because Jackie and Mickey seem to be across town when they hear it, so don't know how that works, guys. Let me know your thoughts on that. Seems slightly suspect to me. Anyhow, I like how the TARDIS always crash lands whenever there's a new doctor. It's a great moment. He always is uncontrolled. When the TARDIS changes for the new doctor, there's always a period of uncontrolled mess. Just like the doctor, he's an uncontrolled person who just doesn't know who he is, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like the TARDIS reflects that really well when it changes over. I like the moment he comes out, Rose says it's the doctor, and then Jackie, I think they just did this because of the line. And she goes, what do you mean this is the doctor? Doctor who? Bam, end of cold open. Just a great moment. Great moment. I like how, when you come back from the credits, how we get a little bit more explanation on regeneration. This episode really does show what regeneration is, kind of. It gives a little bit more of a picture than the 9th Doctor gave Rose last time, where he's like, so we just change. We're the same me, but not. I'm like, oh, thanks. You cleared everything up so well. But this episode, we really do get a little bit more of an image. Rose falls back into companionship with the doctor. We really do get the building of the relationships again, which is what we want. Rose and the doctor are a team and they're better off with each other. So I love that moment altogether. I just love it.
What have I got in here? A Satsuma. Ah, oh, that friend of your mother's. He does like his snacks, doesn't he? But doesn't that just sum up Christmas? You go through all those presents and right at the end, tucked away at the bottom, there's always one stupid old Satsuma.
I also like this one really random side note. Jackie's boyfriend, Howard. He's a little thread that goes throughout the whole episode, and I just really enjoy it. I enjoy his whole existence. It makes me so happy. I just love it. Love, love, love. Also, we bring back Harriet Jones, which is a nice, interesting recall to the past. We see that she is the golden age, that everything is good. She's a great leader. She's a great prime minister. Seems to have everything under control, but you guys know, as everybody else does, power can corrupt. And we see a little bit of the stress of the day-to-day go to Harriet. And you see that this episode. She has to deal with a lot, and you can tell she's dealing with a lot. I like how Rose and Mickey have this little jaunt out together, and they just have great moments. I don't know. They have this lovely little jaunt, and they're being all cute, sort of. And it makes me really confused to their relationship. I'm sorry, Rose, but I'm pretty sure last episode you and Mickey broke up. Actually, I'm pretty sure you and Mickey broke up like 6 episodes ago. I don't know what this is. They talk and they joke and they... I don't know if they found their footing yet. This moment, their relationship to me doesn't make any sense and I don't understand it. I understand them being friends, but there's a couple comments they make in there that just don't hold up for me. I just don't understand. Nice little fun bit here is the robot Santas. We will see robot Santas again. We love robot Santas. They seem to be a regular thing on the Doctor Who. I don't know why I put a the before it. Anyhow, evil Santas. Never trust evil robot Santas. That's all I'm going to say. Did I mention that I just love Jackie Tyler in this episode? Something about her is just so awesome. She just has all these great lines, this great charisma. She's such a character, and I love her this series. She just grows to me. So awesome. Go Jackie Tyler. Can't really go wrong with Jackie Tyler. She has such good lines. They find out about the pilot fish and blah, blah, blah. We had a nice little montage of Guinevere 1. I do like how sometimes in order to get the exposition done, they do a news montage. That's kind of a quicker way, kind of shaking it up a little. It's not as boring. Not as boring. One thing I gotta mention is that the Doctor is so smart. He solves every problem. And kind of the only way this whole episode happens is because he's not there. You know, like it's getting to the point where it's like, okay, if he was there, he would have solved it. So we need him out of the picture. So he, of course, gets his beautiful ending. There are so many good lines. And guys, just so you know, I'm squishing lines in this episode because I think they're wonderful and I need to share my favorite moments with everybody, which is what I always do. Also, P.S. Great names. Llewellyn. Awesome. This is my random mishmash of thoughts for this episode. You know, I said I'd be more organized. Technically, it is a little bit more organized, right? I'm just going through my favorite parts. Hopefully, more organized. I like how Mickey is here dubbed. This is kind of where it starts. He's kind of done it last episode, series 2. There's a couple points, but he is hacking into UNIT's computer. So he is, again, the tech guy. There's a great moment in the next few episodes, where he's the robot dog. And I just love that moment. I like how Rose points out that she can't understand the aliens, so there's something happening with the Doctor. She can't understand the languages, she can't translate, it's not translating in her head. So while the Doctor is changing and incapacitated, so's the TARDIS. They are one and the same. They are, you know, they are a team. I really like when the montage of clips and of the aliens, different groups and everything. I love the way that the lighting shows scene separation. So Unit is very blue. Jackie and Rose's apartment is very yellow-orange. So it's really nice to get those contrasts so we can feel like we're in different places and have different emotions.
Cigarettes strong, cigarettes mighty, cigarettes rock, as in the modern sense they rock.
Guys, I love the translation of this message. Cigarettes rocks? Like, come on. Like, the modern sense that they rock? How awesome is that? So good.
The doctor wouldn't do this. The old doctor, the proper doctor, he'd wake up. He'd save us.
Rose. I love Rose this episode, and I don't at the same time. There is something wrong with the way that she's written. And I don't know if it's just because her faith has been shaken. I don't know what it is, but something is wrong with Rose because she's not a follower, she's a leader. And I know the doctor's always been there and the doctor pushes her to be her best and he's not there right now and I get it. But Rose wouldn't sit back and do nothing. I don't understand Rose's choices this episode. She's very confused. The doctor has changed. Life somehow got really weird. Now she goes home and life is still weird and she's very confused. I get that she's upset, but there's a couple steps where she takes here that I just don't agree with and I don't know. She turns it around. She does turn it around, but there's a point where she gives up hope in herself as well. And I don't really love that because Rose just showed us at the series finale that she's badass. That she's a hero, that she's this great person. And in this episode, she's like, okay, we've got to run and hide now. And I get it. There are times for running and hiding, but Rose cares too much to let everybody stand on the roof without helping. So there's something funny about her characterization this episode, and I think it's because they wanted the doctor to shine brighter and to show her lack of faith in the doctor. There is just something funky there. I don't know what it is. I don't know how to reconcile it. That's my thoughts.
I addressed the cigarettes. According to Article 15 of the Shadow Proclamation, I command you to leave this world without the authority of the Slovene Parliament of Rexicorico Palamatorius and the Gulf Confederacy as sanctioned by the mighty Jagrafes and, the Daleks. Now leave this planet in peace!
Rose, the yellow girl, which is funny. There's always a few episodes where she gets called yellow or peroxide girl and all these things. Because of her hair, I guess. And she looks quite yellow in this episode, which is funny. So she's stepping up now. So her hiding in the TARDIS, I don't understand. Her stepping up here, I understand. And her being scared, I completely understand. Rose, I get you. There was just a couple choices you made that I just don't understand. This part of the episode, I get her standing up to the Sycorax saying someone has to be the doctor and so it might as well be her, and they could kill you and they've never bothered him. Like, she is being a hero again. This is the Rose I know. This is the Rose we love. Like, this is our Rose. I love this moment where she goes and she stands up and she does what she can in the situation. She's being really brave and I love it.
It's being translated. Which means it's working. Which means.
Did you miss me?
And then, of course, I love that the doctor comes back in a really epic moment. And then, when he comes back, I love that he, like, stops the Sycorax. And then, bam! He. Turns to Rose, like, hold on, I'm busy. He like turns to Rose and asks, so how do I look? It's so funny because he's asking his best friend tell me what happened. Like, I'm changed. I want to know. Like, am I still okay? Like, how do you feel about me? What's going on? Tell me about me.
Am I Ginger?
He's confiding in his best friend, his superficial fears, which I think are great. And I love his little rant about who he is and what makes him. He doesn't know. He doesn't know who he is.
I demand to know who you are. I don't know.
See, that's the thing. I'm a doctor, but beyond that, I just don't know. I literally do not know who I am. So I'm testing. Am I funny? Am I sarcastic? Sexy? Wild misery? Life and soul? Dry-handed, deft-handed, a gambler, a fighter, a coward, a traitor, a liar, a nervous wreck? I mean, judging by the evidence, I've certainly got a goal.
And that's funny because it's the doctor, and the doctor's so self-aware, and we know the doctor's self-aware. But because he's changed, it's now all different. And it's a good way to kind of reconnect with him, to be kind of, he's lost in this moment. And so are we, because we are meeting this new guy. We are uncomfortable with him. Remember, the audience is feeling the same as Rose is feeling, where it's this new guy. What happened to our old doctor? We liked the old doctor. Why has he changed? Why? And just a heads up, guys, this is how we always feel when the doctors change. We are never happy when the doctors change, and understandably so. Who likes them changing? I like the idea of it. It's just hard sometimes. Because you grow accustomed to a doctor. You understand the doctor. You connect with the doctor, and then he goes up and changes on you.
That's what I needed. Good cup of tea. Superheated infusion of free radicals and tannin. Just the thing for heating the side acid.
No. I do love his comment about the cup of tea. Guys, we're in England. All you ever need is a cup of tea. I'm a tea drinker myself, so I concur with that statement. And also, I love the ginger comment. Always the ginger. He always wants to be a ginger, and he still hasn't been, guys, even to this day. So maybe after our lovely female doctor, we will have a ginger doctor.
Want to know the best bit? This new hand. It's a fighting hand!
I like how this doctor is a little bit more aggressive. He's not. He'll choose lots of things before aggression. But he is a bit more aggressive. Each doctor has their attributes. And this one, not even aggressive, he's more active. Maybe active is a better word. He goes for it. He challenges him. He stands his ground. He is more aggressively active. Guys, I'm running out of words. Clearly, I'm going crazy. I really like that, though. Weird, the regrowing the hand. Kind of gross thought. I mean, it was very not gory. Very not gory. It wasn't gory at all, which is nice, because I prefer lack of gore. That is funny.
Ah, not bad for a man in his gym jams. Very Arthur Dent. Now, there was a nice man.
I love the Arthur Dent comment there, guys. Arthur Dent. We love this. Love this little, again, the Satsuma moment. So, calling back to Jackie's lovely boyfriend, who is a staple throughout this whole episode just because of his outfit. I love it. And apparently, always hungry. Which is acceptable, I assume. Very acceptable. I like when they get back to the planet Earth. They talk a little bit. The doctor talks to Harriet a little bit about how they're getting noticed. Earth is being noisy. It's sending out probes, sending out all these things, and people are starting to take notice. It's a true thing that we are going to see the Earth under more alien attacks. It's a thing. They bring up Torchwood. So Torchwood is a thing that's going to happen all series. We are going to learn about Torchwood and what Torchwood is. So this one is not as subtle as last series Bad Wolf, but Torchwood is the series theme. I like how the doctor kind of takes down Harriet Jones. because she chooses and makes a very tough decision, and in her mind it was the correct decision, and she has to stand by whatever decision she makes because she's making it for the greater good. So she makes that Torchwood decision, and Doctor thinks it's wrong. She thinks it's right. She's protecting the planet, but not being open-minded. She's scared of the unknown, and lots of people are scared of the unknown. It's just, is that the best option? Is that the best choice? Or should we adapt? And adapting is really important. I like it when the Doctor goes to his closet. Guys, it's great. He goes through and you see all the old costumes, and he picks his costume, and that moment when a character picks his costume, when a Doctor picks his costume, it's just such a moment. Such a moment, and I love it.
Doctor!
Oh, so I'm still a Doctor then?
No arguments from me!
I like how this episode has brought the Doctor and Rose back closer together. They had a little bit of a blip when he changed, but they bring them back together. I like how they chose to bring it back to present day to deal with it being a new Doctor, because we don't need a new environment. We want our regular environment, and we want our regular characters to be exposed to the new Doctor and to learn about him and learn and change and adapt and everything. So we want them to interact with the new Doctor. We don't want anybody else. I like that. I have a couple questions, guys, or a couple thoughts, anyways. How do we feel about Harriet Jones and her decision? Do we think she made the right decision? Would we have blown up the ship, the Sycorax ship? Do we think she was just getting near the end of her reign and power just corrupted? Or do you think she was being safe and thinking she was making the best choice? I think she was trying to make a good choice, but didn't have an open mind, but open minds can lead to bad choices, bad things too, right? Like, she could have accepted them gone, and then she could have accepted them and let them go, and then a week later, they could have come back and bombed the Earth. Like, that is a very big possibility. That's not unheard of. They are aliens, and they're aggressive aliens. And almost everybody wants to take over the Earth. It's not a new thing. So we see her make this tough decision, and the Doctor clearly doesn't agree with it. But do we agree with it? Obviously, the episode points at that Harriet's in the wrong, that we should keep an open mind. And I agree that life isn't life unless you take a chance. Nothing is safe. And safety isn't really what you want. You don't grow with safety. You don't learn with safety. It hinders you. So I think it is important to learn and grow. I like to point out also that the Doctor solved everything in one of his rants. Guys, we spent all episode trying to solve what was going on, and he walks up and he's like, oh, mind control, blood control, blah, 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 blah. Solve it in 5 seconds, guys. So clearly we needed the smartest guy out of the room so we could make this a big problem, because had he been in the room, wouldn't have been a big problem. That's it. If he was part of the episode, more of it, then none of this would have happened. Mickey and Rose kind of bug me this episode. They are in a weird place. And Mickey has to be reminded again that she's never gonna stay. Mickey, at the end of every home episode, she's never gonna stay. We know this. Do you think every time she takes a trip, she's gonna come back and be like, oh, I'm done with taking trips now. I'm golden. No, it's Rose. She's never gonna be wanting to finish. Never wants to finish. Also like to point out that Rose did almost die this episode. Not the same way. Not to the extent that we are used to. But everybody mentions that she could die, so I think that counts, guys. I think that counts. Death of Rose theme continued. How do we feel about the new Doctor? Do we like his personality? Do we want him to be more passive? Do we like that he's so active and aggressive? What are our thoughts there? I need to know, guys, because because he's a little bit more rude and outspoken and solidified in his opinions. He is more opinionated, stubborn maybe, I don't know. He is just something more. And I like it. I love David Tennant. Don't get me wrong. He's like one of the best. But yeah, it's an interesting way to take the Doctor. I love his rants. He is very wordy, this Doctor. He can go on forever. He's just like me. We're the same. Woohoo! But yeah, that's kind of how I feel. Guys, tell me what you feel. You know, the normal ways. You have to tell me. Tweet, Instagram, etc. My favorite part of this episode is probably... Ooh, this is difficult. I have so many parts I like. I like Rose's speech. I like the Doctor's rambling speech. I like the Arthur Dent comment. Those are probably my favorite. I'm just going to limit to those and not think about the other things that are just as awesome. My least favorite moment is probably... Harriet Jones stuff. I'm sorry, Harriet Jones. You're not supposed to be entertaining this episode. I know you're not. So I'm not entertained by you. That is what I'm going to say. Sorry, Harriet. I think everyone did such a great job this episode. Rose, not my favorite. Not my favorite. Who is my favorite character this episode? Probably Jackie. Don't know why. She's just so funny. Jackie, and then probably the Doctor. I love Rose, except for that moment when she wants to hide in the TARDIS. I don't understand why they wrote her like that. Rose wouldn't hide in the TARDIS. And she gets all grumpy. It's just not very active. She's more active and proactive. Just last year, she took the time vortex into her. She opened the TARDIS. So she would have done something, not necessarily that, but she would have been like, no, we're gonna do something, we're gonna fix something, we're gonna make the world better. I know, Rose, that's what she would have done, so I don't understand why she didn't do that. So I don't love her this episode. Sorry, Rose. Billy Piper, you still did a good job. But I think that's it, guys. Next week, we will be talking about Series 2, Episode 1, New Earth. Ooh, I love New Earth, it's such a good one. Yeah, some familiar faces come back this episode, and it's very nice. I really enjoy it. I'm excited to talk about it, guys. Basically, guys, I just want to thank you so much for listening to me. You are the best listeners, again, as I say all the time, but I really mean it. You guys are the best listeners. You always come back, and I appreciate it so much. I want to remind you to please hashtag WAASTGP and use my handle at TestGPodcast whenever you talk about the show. I love to hear what you think. I love to see what you write. Now I'm just rambling. I apologize. I just want to remind you I also have a Patreon page, patreon.com/TestGPodcasts. I appreciate any support you can give. I have a website which has everything you could ever want to know about me, sort of. These probably have a little bit more of me, more of my rambling, but you know, the website has some stuff, some pictures. I also have a Facebook page, all these things. Please check it out. I love to hear from you guys. Reach out any which way you want. I am all ears for your messages. I think you guys are fantastic. So thank you. You are the best. Can't wait to talk to you guys next week. Happy adult Halloween. XOXO. Ciao for now.